It's time for Bennard's Losers on the Funnel Fiasco Podcast Network.
Howdy, football fans. The college football season got off to an interesting start in places like Mississippi and Kansas. Of course, if you ask the crowds there, they prefer life a little less interesting if it's all the same. Not to worry, though. We saw the traditional cupcake sacrifices, too, and none worse than the 72-0 whooping that the Oregon Ducks gave to New Mexico. That one stings from here. Fortunately, Week 2 is a time to right the ship and try again. After all, half the teams in college football are undefeated right now. With the pep talk out of the way, let's take a look at this week's games. San Jose State at Wisconsin. Brett Bielema's Badger boys are used to facing off against Spartans, but the Greeks they'll meet on Saturday aren't quite as impressive as the ones from East Lansing. Mike McIntyre will try to get his first win as the leader of this army, but he'll be lucky if the score is better than last week's 48-3. Bennard's loser, San Jose State. Illinois State at Northwestern. The normal birds fly up to Evanston on Saturday to face Pat Fitzgerald's Purple Kittens. Ryan Field has become less hospitable of late, and the Redbirds will need to have their claws sharp if they want to pull out some fur. In fact, they probably ought to go ahead and book a flight home, because I doubt they'll be able to fly back on their own. Bennard's loser, Illinois State. South Dakota at Minnesota. After tunneling out of a second-half deficit against Middle Tennessee, the Gilded Rodents look forward to the relative ease of facing South Dakota. Coyotes have been known to eat their share of groundhogs, but Brewster's Bucktooth Brigade will come out of this one on top. Bennard's loser, South Dakota. Michigan State versus Florida Atlantic. Although it's not technically a home game for the Spear Toters, it's at least a familiar battlefield. This will be to their advantage when coaching legend Howard Schnellenberger brings his flock of owls up from Fort Lauderdale. Mark D'Antonio feels like his East Lansing army hasn't gotten enough respect around the conference, so he'll probably use this weekend to try out a few things in preparation for Notre Dame next Saturday. Despite the long view, the visiting Nocturnes will have a long flight home. Bennard's loser, Florida Atlantic. Western Illinois at Purdue. In what may be the manliest matchup of the weekend, the Leathernecks will arrive at the West Lafayette switching station to face Danny Hope's Bartenders. After a tough loss to Notre Dame, the Golden Black Choo Choo could use a confidence boost. Fortunately, the leathery necks of the visitors won't be too stiff. Bennard's loser, Western Illinois. Florida State at Oklahoma. The Tallahassee Tribe head into Oklahoma to get another win for their new chief. After a slaughter of the Samford Bulldogs, they're feeling pretty confident, but Bob Stoops will have his wagon circled. The Norman wagon train had a good test last weekend and should be ready to fight off the invaders. Bennard's loser, in a close one, Florida State. Iowa State at Iowa. After pulling out some dog fur, the Ames NATO sweeps into Iowa City to try and reclaim the Cyhawk Trophy. The winds might cause a bit of a problem for the pass-happy offense of Kirk Ferentz, but his birds know how to fly through a storm. This may be a bit closer than the past few matchups, but once again, the Hawks won't be plucked. Bennard's loser, Iowa State. Michigan at Notre Dame. Cardinal Kelly got his tenure off to a good start in last week's excommunication of Purdue. This week, he'll play host to the Wolverines. If anyone could use a blessing right now, it's Rich Rod, who needs a few signature wins to keep getting signatures on his paycheck. So long as the Domers can keep Michigan's versatile quarterback in check, the Indiana Vatican will remain holy another week. Bennard's loser, Michigan. Miami at Ohio State. The ACC Big Ten Challenge happens a few months early when Randy Shannon's Cyclone makes landfall at Columbus. The Canes are used to knocking trees out of their way, but Jim Tressel's nuts are unflappable. This will be a great game, but Sweater Vest will make sure the trees remain standing. Bennard's loser, Miami. Penn State at Alabama. Joe Pa's kiddies head into Bryant-Denny Stadium, hoping to knock the Pachyderms off their perch. With both a key defender and the defending Heisman winner stuck on Nick Saban's bench, the visitors have a lucky break. Still, the Felines line up with a freshman quarterback, who hasn't faced this kind of pressure before. It won't be easy, but the tide will roll. Bennett's loser, Penn State. Well, my friends, that's about all I've got for you this week. Come back here next week when I'll have more losers for you.
This has been Bennett's Losers on the Funnel Fiasco Podcast Network. For advertising information, contact sales@funnelfiasco.com.